inteligentni ljudi koji nemaju savršeno znanje o meni misle da sam ja, svevišnja božanska ličnost Krišna, ranije bio bezličan i da sam sada postao osoba. Zbog svog sišušnog znanja ne poznaju moju višu prirodu koja je neuništiva i vrhovna. Smisao. Obožavaci polubogova su bili opisani kao manje inteligentni, a sada su i impersonalisti opisani na sličan način. Iako u ovom stihu gospodin Krišna govori Arjuni u svom ličnom obliku, impersonalisti zbog neznanja tvrde da svevišnji gospodin nema oblik. Gospodinov veliki bhakta u učeničkom nasljeđu Ramanujacharya po imenu Yamanacharya napisao je u vezi s tim dva vrlo lijepa stiha. Tam šila rupa čarita param prakši taj satvena satvikataja prabalaj šastraj prakjeta dajva parama paramarta idam nadašća naiva sura prakriktaja prabalanti pod bodum. Dragi moj gospodine, bhakte, kao što su Vyasadeva i Narada, znaju da si ti božanska ličnost. Svatanjem raznih vedskih spisa, osoba može spoznati tvoje osobine, oblik i aktivnosti i kako može shvatiti da si ti svevišnja božanska ličnost. Ali oni koji su pod utjecajem guna strasti i neznanja, demoni i abhakte, ne mogu te shvatiti. Oni su nesposobni da te shvate. Koliko god bili vješti u raspravljanju o Vedanti, u Upanišadama i drugim vedskim spisima, ne mogu shvatiti božansku ličnost. U Brahma Samhiti je rečeno da se božanska ličnost ne može shvatiti samo proučavanje Vedante. Ličnost svevišnjeg se može shvatiti samo milošću svevišnjeg gospodina. Zato je u ovom stihu jasno rečeno da nisu samo obožavaoci polubogova manje inteligentni, već i abhakte koji proučavaju Vedantu i špekuliraju o vedskoj literaturi bez primjesa istinske svjesnosti Krišne. Oni ne mogu shvatiti ličnu prirodu Boga. Osobe koje imaju utisak da je apsolutna istina bezlična opisane su kao abudaja, što znači da ne poznaju krajnji aspekt apsolutne istine. U Šrimad Bhagavatamu je rečeno da vrhunska spoznaja počinje od bezličnog pramana i uzviše se do lokalizirane paramatme i konačno riječ, ali konačna riječ u apsolutnoj istini je božanska ličnost. Savremeni personalisti su još manje inteligentni i ne slijede čak ni svog velikog prethodnika Shankaracharya, koji rekao da je Krišna svevišnja božanska ličnost. Ne znajući što je vrhovna istina, impersonalisti misle da je Krišna samo sin Devaki i Vasudeva ili princ ili moćno živo biće. Tako mišljenje se osuđuje u Bhagavad Gita 9.11. Avyajananti man buddha manushantanam ashritam. Samo budale smatraju da sam obična osoba. Činjenica je da nitko ne može shvatiti Krišnu bez predanog služenja i bez razvijanja svjesnosti Krišne. Bhagavatam 10.14.29 to potvrđuje. Atapi te deva padam pučadvaya shastada leshanu grihita evahi janati tatvam bhagavan mahimno načanja eka pichiram pichinam. Gospodine moj, ako neko dobije čak i tražak milosti tvojih lotusovi stopala, može spatiti veličinu tvoje ličnosti. Ali oni koji spekuliraju da bi shvatili svevišnju božansku ličnost, ne mogu te shvatiti čak nijako nastave proučavati vede mnogo godina. Svevišnja božanska ličnost Krišna i njegov oblik, odlike i ime ne mogu se shvatiti samo umnom špekulacijom ili proučavanjem vedske literature. Gospodina se mora shvatiti predanim služenjem. Samo kada je netko potpuno zakupljen svjesnošću Krišne koja počinje s pjevanjem maha mantre Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, može shvatiti svevišnju božansku ličnost. I personalisti koji nisu bhakte misle da je Krišnino tijelo sačinjeno od ove materijalne prirode i da su sve njegove aktivnosti, njegov oblik i sve maja. Ti impersonalisti su poznati kao maja vadiji. Oni ne znaju krajnju istinu.
I would suggest that we continue tomorrow with the rest of it. Avyaktam vyakti mapanam manyati mam abhudaya parang bhavam ajananto mama vyayam anuttamam. Unintelligent men who do not know me perfectly think that I, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, was impersonal before and have now assumed this personality. Due to their small knowledge, they do not know my higher nature, which is imperishable and supreme.
Na inteligentni ljudi koji nemaju savršeno znanje o meni misle da sam ja svevišnja Božanska skrišnost Krišna ranije bio bezličan i da sam sada postao osoba. Zbog svog svišnog znanja ne poznaju moju višu prirodu koja neuništiva je vrhovna.
Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paskatyare Satarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktarinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Once there were two fishes in a lake. They saw the moon reflected in the water. And they asked him, "What kind of fish are you?" "We have never seen such a species before." This is how many people who hear about the transcendental form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead react.
To je način na koji mnoge osobe koje nisu vidjele oblik svevišnje božanske ličnosti reagiraju.
They think, oh, God has a form, it must be a form like ours.
Oni misle, a Bog ima oblik i on mora biti kao naš.
Just like the two fishes thought, oh, here is also something in the water, it must be a fish like me.
Kao ove dvije ribe, oni su mislili, ha, tu je nešto u vodi i to mora da isto kao i mi.
This is not a very intelligent way of analysis.
To nije veoma inteligentan način analiziranja.
Therefore, Krishna speaks here about these Mayavadis who have the following understanding.
Zbog toga ovdje Krishna govori o Mayavadima koji imaju sljedeće shvatanje.
We have a form.
Imamo oblik.
If God also has a form,
ako Bog isto ima oblik,
it must be like ours.
Mora biti kao naš.
But that cannot be.
Ali to ne može biti.
Because our form cannot produce everything.
Jer naš oblik ne može proizvesti sve.
Therefore, behind God's form, there must be the impersonal void.
I zbog toga, iza oblika Gospodina, mora biti impersonalna praznina.
And Krishna's form is only, you see, a manifestation of that.
A Krishna, Krishna oblik, je u stvari samo manifestacija toga.
The reality really is the impersonal Brahman.
I realnost je stvarno impersonalni Brahman.
But these personal, these Mayavadis have one mistake. They do not know what it means when we say transcendental form.
Oni ne znaju šta to znači kada kažemo transcendentalni oblik.
This concept of transcendental form is totally illogical for the material mind.
Ova ideja transcendentalnog oblika je potpuno nelogična za materialistički um.
Let me give you an example from Krishna Lila.
Krishna,
when Krishna had appeared in this earth, once Balaram and his friends came to Mother Yashoda and complained that Krishna had eaten some earth. Yashoda asked Krishna, "Is this true?" No, mother. If you want to, you can look in my mouth and see no earth is there. So, Mother Yashoda did that, and when Krishna opened his mouth to show his mother, he saw that there was not only a little earth present, but the whole earth planet. She saw the whole universe in the mouth of Krishna. Time, three modes of nature, Prakriti, everything. Yes. So, please think for a while. Krishna had appeared in the universe in a form. But the universe was within him. That means his form was certainly not ordinary. To make it very clear, this glass has appeared by Bhakta Bobhi's milas here in this room. Now, imagine we would look in the glass and see the whole room inside the glass. We would most probably faint. And then when we would wake up, we would think, what kind of glass is this? It's a very transcendental form. This is Krishna's oblique. Toy Krishna's oblique. Transcendental. Beyond the laws of time and space. A form but present everywhere. Toy Krishna. So, to realize Krishna cannot be done by misli speculazione. Only if you are inspired by the spiritual energy called the Sandini, Samvit potency, the knowledge potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is it possible to understand? This movement for Krishna consciousness brings us on this level. In Sanskrit there is one slogan called Moksha Dvaram Apavritam. Moksha Dvaram Apavritam means opening the doors of liberation. Krishna consciousness gives us the possibility to open our doors of perception. In this way we are able to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Imagine a labyrinth.
Zamislite labyrinth.
In Creta.
Ukraine.
With the Minotauros inside. Minotauros. said, okay. The material world is like a labyrinth. And death is like the Minotaurus. I think you do not know what is the Minotaurus. According to Greek mythology on Crete, there was this labyrinth. And inside a wild, what is it? Bull. Yes, called Minotaurus. Everyone who would get into this labyrinth would be killed by the Minotaurus. Sooner or later. So many princes came there to fight with the Minotaurus and win, I think, the hand of a woman. Huh? This is always usually there. This is a little analogy of the material world. We are in the labyrinth of sense gratification. And we try to win, but the wild bull of death is just like the princes killing us all. So Krishna consciousness means moksha dvaram apavritam, to find the door of liberation. This is the definition of this movement. Oh, all you young princes. And princesses. Find the door of liberation. You will not be able to survive with this Minotaurus of death. The door of liberation is found if we have association with devotees. Who is a Mahatma or great devotee? He is a personality who is under the protection of the divine energy. He is not a showbottle spiritualist, false yogi.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Prabhupada remembers that he once in his youth saw a yogi who was coming in the village and igniting a fire.
Prabhupada je opisao da je u svom djetinjstvu vidio jogija koji je došao u selo i mogao je proizvesti vatru.
Jagija fire.
Jagiju, žrtvenu jagiju.
He said he did it by mantras.
I on je rekao da je to činio pomoću mantri.
But Prabhupada saw how he took an base and an acid. You know, two chemical substances. And then it made and the simple people thought, ooh, the mantras work. He is a good yogi. What do you think now? False yogi, huh? Lajan yogi. Huh? So, a real devotee is not a showman. He has to be under the protection of the divine energy. How do we see this? He is inspired by Krishna consciousness. He is able to inspire others. Yes. Through him, the divine potency works on us. So have association with such devotees means moksha dvaram apavritam, the door of liberation opens.
Imati društvo takvog bhakte znači da su vrata oslobođenja otvorena.
See, all of us have a problem.
Svako od nas ima problem.
You have to die.
Moramo umreti.
Isn't this shocking?
Zar nije šokantno?
You are laughing. Because you are so young and young people laugh about everything. It's a great problem to lay stretched on the deathbed. Pain all over.
Bol svagdje.
Helpless.
Bespomoćnost.
Friends and money are of no use.
Prijatelji i novac nam ne pomažu.
You suffer excruciating pain.
Patimo užasne bolove.
It is described it's as painful as if 10,000 scorpions bite at the same time.
Rečemo da to se boli kao da nas 10,000 škorpiona bode u isti mah.
If this happens, you don't laugh.
Ako bi nam se to desilo, onda ne bi se smijali.
It's heavy. And then you are forced out of the body.
Onda smo prisiljeni izaći iz tijela.
And you don't know where you're going.
A ne znamo gdje idemo.
This is a great problem. It will happen to everyone.
To je veliki problem i svakom će se desiti.
Also you.
I vama.
There's nothing more sure in this world than death.
Ništa nije sigurno u ovom svijetu kao smrt.
It's not sure that you will become happy in this world.
Nije sigurno da ćemo postati sretni u ovom svijetu.
Not sure that you will marry.
Nije sigurno da ćete se udati i oženiti.
It's not sure that you will get enough to eat.
Nije sigurno da ćemo imati dovoljno za jesti.
It's not sure that there will be peace.
Nije sigurno da će biti mir.
It's only sure that there will be death.
Jedino je sigurno da će biti smrt.
That's 100% sure.
To je 100% sigurno.
What do you think, Shep? This is a problem. This is a serious problem.
To je vrlo ozbiljan problem.
Mangala, what do you think? I think when one is so young, one doesn't think of death, huh? Or? Sometimes you think of death? But mother, huh? Your mother, but yeah. But I mean, when we are over 18, we should sometimes think of it. You have a problem. You have to die.
Imate problem. Trebate umjeti.
This human form of life means to prepare oneself so that one doesn't have to accept another, a new material body.
Ovaj ljudski oblik života znači da se trebamo pripremiti na takav način da ne moramo prihvatiti drugo materijalno tijelo.
For this, a little tapasya is necessary.
Za to malo tapasya je neophodno.
Tapasya means that you voluntarily abstain from the illusions of that you will be happy in this world.
Tapasya znači da se dobrovoljno uzdržavamo od ideje da ćemo biti sretni u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
If you make plans to become happy in this world, you will be disappointed.
Ako radite planove da ćete biti sretni u ovom materijalnom svijetu, onda ćete biti razočarani.
This principle of tapasya, of voluntarily restriction, is purifying our existence from illusion.
Ovaj proces dobrovoljne tapasije nas pročišćava i oslobađa od iluzije.
As long as the consciousness remains bewildered by strong material desires to become happy in this world, it's not possible to understand Krishna.
Dok god je svjesnost puna snažne materijalne želje da ćemo biti sretni u ovom svijetu, onda nema mogućnosti da se oslobodimo.
This illusion in the consciousness only goes away by tapasya.
Ta iluzija koja se nalazi u našoj svjesnosti odlazi samo tapasijom.
In Zagreb, I was telling the story about Shri Krishna, who even who taught the human beings about tapasya.
U Zagrebu sam čuo priču o Krišni koji je učio, poučavao tapasi.
Even Krishna became a brahmachari.
Čak i Krishna bio brahmachari.
Even Krishna learned under the order of his spiritual master.
Čak i Krishna učio pod vodstvom duhovnog učitelja.
Even Krishna went out to do service for his spiritual master with great endeavor.
Čak i Krishna išao van da služi duhovnog učitelja sa velikim naporom.
Once he went out into the shumi and got some firewood, wanted to get some firewood with his friend Sudama.
Jednom išao Krishna u šumu da prikupi grane za jagnju sa svojim prijateljem Sudamom.
And it started to rain.
I počela padati kiša.
Very heavy rain.
Heavy kiša pada.
It became so heavy that finally Krishna had to take shelter in the forest, but it was a little high, like on a hill, which got surrounded by water.
I tako je padala kiša jako da je Krishna bio prisiljen da ode na jedno uzvišenje, na brežuljak u šumi, ali je okolo bila sve voda.
So his spiritual master, who didn't find him any longer, came to him and said, he searched for him and finally found him with Sudama, his friend, just, you know, rubbing shoulders to get a little bit warmth.
Duhovni učitelj koji je primijetio da ih nema, otišao ih je potražiti i ugledao je Krišnu kako se, i Sudamu kako se češu jedan od drugoga da bi se malo grijali.
Yeah. So then when the spiritual master saw that Krishna had taken austerity in the service, he was very satisfied.
I kada duhovni učitelj vidio da je Krishna pravio strogosti u svojoj službi, bio je veoma zadovoljen.
He said, "By this austerity, you have pleased me very much.
Ovom strogosti si me veoma zadovoljio.
May you have a full understanding of the Vedic scriptures."
Imaj puno razumijevanje vedskih spisa.
This is when you want to understand Krishna consciousness.
To je ako želimo razumjeti svjesnost Krishna.
You must do služba.
Moramo činiti službu.
You must take austerities.
Moramo praviti strogosti.
This should be the motto of the Janmashtami marathon. We should burn our useless body and mind in the fire of the mission of Srila
Prabhupada.
In the fire of the mission of Srila Prabhupada. We should give everyone the transcendental books of Srila
Prabhupada.
This fire of desire, this will require some austerity to burn. It won't be easy. It's a little hot now. do you see it's hot outside? Now we must also begin to develop a fire inside so that we won't be burned by the heat outside. The material world is burning in the fire of birth and death. If inside we don't burn the fire of devotional service, then it's very, very dangerous.
Ako iznutra ne zapalimo vatru služe vedenog poštovanja, onda smo u veoma opasnoj situaciji.
Fight fire with fire.
Borimo se protiv vatre vatrom.
You're from Istria, I think you know this.
Vi ste iz Istre, mislim da znate.
You know when the forest fire comes, it's very strong.
Znate, kada dođe šumski požar, on je jak.
Then you make another forest fire.
Onda napravite drugi šumski požar.
It comes from the other direction.
Koji dolazi iz drugog pravca.
Blows in the other direction.
U drugom pravcu ide.
And then when the other fire comes, it finds only ashes and extinguishes.
I onda kada ovaj drugi požar dođe, onda naiđe samo na pepeo i onda se ugasi.
The fight fire was fire.
Borba protiv vatre vatrom.
So in the same way we can fight the fire of birth, repeating birth and death, with the fire of devotional service.
Vatrom služe predama poštovanja, možemo se boriti protiv rođenja i smrti.
But sometimes some devotees think, oh, this fire, I just put a match. You can't even burn a pot of sachi with a fire for the shivlings.
Ne možemo niti ugrijati postigu sa sachim sa vatrom shivlings.
Imagine our Bhagavad Bodhi would just take a shivlingsi and put it under the sachi.
Mislite na kraj tako bi pokušao sa shivlingsom ugrijati vatru stavljati pod postigu sa sachim i pokušao ugrijati.
It won't work.
Neće funkcionirati.
So when you want to make advancement in devotional service, don't just take a shibici.
Ako želite učiniti napredak u duhovnom životu, nemojte uzeti samo shibicu.
Shibicu. Take a strong fire.
Uzmite jaku vatru.
Go like Krishna in the shumi.
Odite kao Krishna u šumu.
Yes. Do some service.
Činite službu.
Don't be afraid of austerity.
Nemojte se bojati strogosti.
Surrender right now!
Predajte se sada.
And go on Sankirtan.
I odite Sankirtan.
Hare Krishna. I thank you all very, very much.
Hvala vam svima jako puno.
I hope you are not angry with me.
Nadam se da niste ljuti.
I know it's Pula.
Znam Pula.
Usually one doesn't hear such things in Pula.
Obično tako stvari ne čujemo Puli.
In the temple, of course, but I mean people in unknown Pula, or the people of Pula are known as not being so much interested in Staragost.
Jasno, temple, da, ljudi u Puli nisu baš jako poznati po strogostima.
Do you have any questions regarding these points? Milena?
She wants to know something about distribution, prasadam on Ekadashi.
Mm-hmm.
She's asking if we can distribute grains on Ekadashi, and do we get any reactions on bad karma because of that, and how to offer such a food.
What does Vishnupad say about this?
Sri Vishnupada and Krishna Kshetra Prabhu.
Yeah.
So they say that these people will anyway eat any kind of abominable things, and there is no harm that we distribute prasadam to them.
Mm-hmm.
On our programs, we don't do that, also of course in the temple, but mm-hmm. outside they say it's okay, because it was asked
to Prabhupada.
No, they ask, devotees ask them, kind of offering is done to Radha and Krishna.
Yeah, Radha Krishna, yes. Yes, please.
That's why.
Mm-hmm.
But, питання собі було поставлено Шри Вишнупаду і Кришна Кшетрі Прабу, і їхні відповіді були до храму, який ділимо на вулиці, як Екадаші може се ділити, значить жителі се може ділити, і на Екадаші з того, що ті люди і вако нам почали їсти одвратні ствари, і вони добре забрали їду прашадом. І істо тако, та храма се нуди ради Кришні, і
for the reactions, I suppose.
No reactions. Nema
nikakve reakcije ili loše karme zbog toga.
We only do not distribute grains on Ekadasi in like a preaching environment.
Žitarice jedino ne dijelimo kada imamo naše programe koje organiziramo. Propovjedamo.
Because these people who come to us in the preaching program, first of all, they can get Ekadasi prasadam. Because it's not so many. And they are not people who are already taking our prasadam production. You are not demanding samosas and so on because they are in connection with the prasadam. And see, as preachers, we are giving them a high standard of Krishna consciousness. But when it's like prasadam production, where we meet people and they take it more as a, you know, usual food, buying food, then it's a different thing.
Ali kada prelazimo ljudima i dijelimo im prasadam kao neku običnu hranu koju i one inače jedu, onda to je nešto drugo.
Yes, Vivian?
Nekad imamo baš želje da vrtimo tako neke strogosti, ali kad dođe vrijeme, onda smo tu sami. Zbog čega, da li ja to možda ovaj...
Imamo želju, a kad je treba učiniti, onda...
Da, recimo, odlučimo.
So the question is that we want to make some tapasya and we are preparing to do it, but when times come, then we don't have strength to do it.
So we must be prepared a little bit.
Moramo se malo pripremiti za to.
You can train the body to do everything.
Tijelo možeš istrenirati da učini bilo što.
Even to walk on the hands.
Čak i da hodaš na rukama.
Austerity is a physical thing.
Strogost je fizička stvar.
For instance, if you just decide one day a week, all of a sudden, now I'm getting serious, I'm going up at 4 o'clock.
Primjer, sada u jednom trenutku odlučimo, sad ću biti vrlo ozbiljan, dižem se u 4 ujutro.
Then I can guarantee you that around 6 o'clock you will be so tired.
A ti mogu garantirati da oko 6 sati ćeš biti užasno umorna.
But if you every day go,
ali ako svaki dan se dižeš u 4.
After a while it is natural.
Onda nakon neko vremena je prirodno.
So for austerity we have to train ourselves a little.
Za strogosti se trebamo malo istrenirati.
And prepare.
I pripremiti.
And what's so difficult about our austerities?
A i šta je tako teško u našim strogostima?
Main thing is we take our austerities to our devotional service.
Najveća strogost je što imamo službu predano poštovanje.
Where we bring ourselves to devotional service.
Da sebe dovedemo u kontakt sa službom predano poštovanje.
Šefko.
Zanimljivo je ovaj detalj iz ove priče kad je Krišna jeo zemlju. Kaže, majka Jašoda je vidjela vrijeme. Pa ona, kad recimo gledam čašu, onda vidim neki oblik. Kad kažem ono, za ljubav, imam neku informaciju od prilike kako izgleda osjećaj, ali za vrijeme, kako ona vidjela vrijeme? Šta je stvarno vidjela?
There was a question about
time.
Yes. How
did she see it?
Yes.
Usually you can see time only by its effect.
u pravilu vrijeme vidimo samo kao posljedicu, kao efekt.
For instance, you can look now out of the window.
Na primjer, sad možeš pogledati kroz prozor.
And in 1 hour.
I na primjer, za 1 sat.
And you will see the effect of time in the form of darkness.
I vidjet ćeš efekt vremena u obliku tame.
The time has moved the sun a little further.
Vrijeme je pomjerilo sunce malo naprijed.
So it must have been something like this.
Znači da tako nešto mora biti.
Or Mother Yashoda saw Kala, the personification of time.
Ili možda Matija Šoda vidjela Kalu, Kalu ili personifikaciju vremena.
This is described in the Narada Purana or something. There are three persons working at the time, coming during the death.
Three persons
are coming during death.
Tri osobe dolaze za vrijeme smrti.
One is Mahakala.
Mahakala?
The form of a wife, of a woman.
U obliku žene.
Yamaraj. And death itself.
I smrt osobno.
He's come.
Oni si do.
What is your name?
Leonardo.
Leonardo da Vinci. Okay, guys. Loreno. So I want to thank you all very much. Tomorrow, very early, we will go into our rocket and fly to Basel. It was very nice here in Pula. So many interested devotees and friends of Krishna. We spent a wonderful time at the lotus feet of C.C. Gornitai. Yes. I wish you all the best in your Krishna consciousness. That you are protected against Maya's influence. That you have enough spiritual strength to actually follow everything in Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Gaurinitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi hari hari om.
Bhajavude mana trinandanam dana.
gana putra pani gana itake ache parati tire itake ache parati tire yauvana putra pani gana itake ache parati tire kamala dala jala jivana kalamala jivana kalamala kamala dala jala jivana kalamala jivana kalamala bhajahu hari pada dhire bhajahu hari pada bhajahu hari pada ajahure mana krinandanam gana abhaya kadanda dabe ajahure mana avana kirtana smarana vandana pad sevana dasara Savana kirtana smarana vandana pada sevana dasare Savana kirtana smarana pada sevana pujana sakti gana atmani vedana atmani vedana pujana sakti gana atmani abhaya charana da bindara abhaya charana da bindara abhaya charana da bindara kaja bhude mana dinandanamanda abhaya charana da abhaya charana da sulabha manava janam sasange janam sasange sulabha manava janam sasange janam sasange saraha e bhava bindure saraha e bhava abhaya charana da bindare abhaya charana da bindare abhaya charana da bindare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.